tying run at second, winning run at first. Jensen at second with good speed. Alt at first with good speed. Got to get one in the gap somewhere. 1-1. Here comes the pitch. Ripped in the air. Right field. The right fielder circling, and he can't get it. It's off his glove. Jensen will score. Here comes Alt. He'll score. And Arena wins it.
The Arena Aces enjoyed a walk-off win on Father's Day, 4-3 over visiting Schulzberg-Benton. The visiting Fever led the entire game until the final batter of the game, trailing 3-2 with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Arena's Nate Jennings drove a ball to the deep right field corner. The right fielder fully extended and almost made a spectacular catch, but the ball fell in for a walk-off hit. Roman Jensen and Eli Alt both scored to win the game in front of a Father's Day crowd. Elijah Alt was the winning pitcher after working all nine innings while giving up just three runs and five hits. He struck out five and walked three. Schulzberg-Benton plated two runs in the third and a run in the fifth to take a 3-0 lead. Arena finally got in the scoring column when a run scored on a wild pitch, and Zach Cady knocked in a run with a hit in the fifth inning. The game stayed 3-2 until the last inning comeback. Nate Jennings had three of Arena's seven hits yesterday.
We never give up, you know. We're always in the dugout. Like, we're never out of it. We keep the energy up, you know, keep it light, you know. Might be mad for, you know, a play, but shake it off and, you know, come together and get it done. So it feels good.
Nate Jennings, who talked about what he was looking for in that ninth inning at bat.
I was kind of sitting fastball there, you know. He had a pretty good curveball, but I hadn't seen one yet, so it's like, you know, just get my pitch, sit fastball, think away again. You know, I'd both times going to right field, you know, it's like, think away. And so, you know, just trying to visualize, you know, the innings before too. I'm like, you know, after I made that error in the third, I'm like, how can I make up for that? You know, ended up working out. So
you made up for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see it go out the right fielder's glove out there? Were you watching it?
I did, yeah. I thought at first when I hit it, I was like, does it have a chance, you know, to get out? It felt good off the bat. And then I was like, oh, shoot. He went to the fence and kind of came in. I was like, shoot, he's going to catch that. But I knew he had to go a little more down the line and just happened to kick off his glove. I saw it kick off his glove, and I was like, I just turned and whipped my head and looked where Elijah was, and I was going to run. So.
The Fever was led at the plate by Damon Dittmer, who walked and scored and tripled and scored. Nathan Brinkmeyer pitched six innings and gave up three hits, and Nathan Kelleher pitched the final three innings and suffered the loss. With a 4-3 win, Arena is now 4-3 in Sunday league play. They will travel to Argyle Sunday. Schulzberg-Benton is now 2-4. They will play at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb on Sunday. Arena has a nightly game coming up against Cazenovia on Thursday. Speaking of Cazenovia, they played on Saturday night and lost to Reedsburg 10-2. Black Earth was a winner over Sox Twins 7-3, also on Saturday night. In the north yesterday, it was Middleton 1-0 over Lodi. Wisconsin Dells edged Mazamani 1-0, and Ashton over Cross Plains 9-7. Yesterday in the western section, Blanchardville got the win against Dodgeville 8-7, Wyota over Argyle 2-0, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb over Hollandale 12-3. It was a win for Belleville, shutting out Muscadet 7-0. Verona at Ridgeway was postponed. Also yesterday in the southeast, Albion was a winner over Footville 9-3, Fort Atkinson 7-6 over Utica. In the east, Cottage Grove 5-0 over Columbus, Monona 13, Rio 5, and Sun Prairie 12-1 over Montello. Also over the weekend on Friday, Argyle a winner against Schulzberg-Benton 2-1 on Friday evening. Notes on Hometown and Baseball. We'll have more of those coming up as the season progresses, and the season is now a little over a month away from getting into the postseason. The game was over early when the Brewers scored eight runs in the second inning of a 9-4 win in Atlanta yesterday. A three-run home run by William Contreras was the big blast. The victory means Milwaukee salvaged the last game of a three-game weekend series. Left-hander Robert Gasser earned his first pitching victory in more than 2 years. And manager Pat Murphy credited the bullpen.
Chad Patrick, Contreras was outstanding with him and had to kind of bob and weave because he didn't really have it early, and then Contreras kept making adjustments, and it really shows you his value.
After blowing a ninth-inning lead in Saturday's 4-3 loss to the Braves, Milwaukee salvaged one win in the three-game series. Atlanta's Rowdy Tellez hit a two-run home run off Chad Patrick in the ninth inning. The Brewers sent 11 batters to the plate in the second inning in that big breakout. Right-handed pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who landed on the injured list on May 1st with a right shoulder inflammation after a drop in velocity, is expected to return to the rotation when Milwaukee opens a series at Cincinnati tonight against right-handed pitcher Brady Singer. You can hear the action on local news and timeless hits, WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. Toronto of the Cubs was rained out yesterday. Tampa Bay 4-3 over Washington. Cincinnati beat the Yankees 4-1. Texas 4, San Diego 3. St. Louis 12-10 over Kansas City. The Twins beat Arizona 4-2. Baltimore 12-1 over the Dodgers. In the National League, Miami 2, San Francisco 1, Pittsburgh 8-6 over Colorado, Philadelphia 6, and the Mets 2. In the American League, Houston 2, Cleveland 1, Detroit 5-4 over the White Sox, Seattle bested Boston 3-1, and the Angels got a win 9-7 over the Athletics. Wyndham Clark is the U.S. Open champion, and it was harder work than ever imagined. He was on the edge of all day of the greatest collapse in U.S. Open history because no one had ever lost a six-shot lead in this championship. Clark's lead was down to one after five holes, but he held his nerve against Sam Burns in front of the gallery that wanted him to win. Clark made a huge birdie on the 16th to take a two-shot lead. He two-putted from 50 feet for par to win his second Open title. Multiple reports indicate the Bucks and the Miami Heat are moving closer to a blockbuster deal involving Giannis Antetokounmpo. The SportingNews.com says it's a multi-team trade, but its reports don't name the other teams. Milwaukee's front office has said all along that its aim was to bring in young assets with a huge upside and a valuable capital that can be traded. Miami has been a frontrunner since the Bucks first announced plans to trade the superstar. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur is on a list of six NFL coaches said to be at risk of losing their jobs as the NFL season opens. Pro Football Focus predicts that the Bengals' Zach Taylor, the Buccaneers' Todd Bowles, the Colts' Shane Steichen, and the Jets' Aaron Glenn could be fired during the upcoming season. LaFleur and the Eagles' Nick Sirianni are named in the Worth Monitoring in January section of the online post. In eight seasons, LaFleur has coached Green Bay to a 76-40-1 record, but his teams are just 3-6 in the postseason, and they come into 2026 riding a five-game playoff losing streak. Last night in the WNBA, Las Vegas 92-73 over Golden State. Los Angeles beat New York 98-97 and Washington over Minnesota 84-79. With an update on sports, I am Phil Nee.